Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, a different perspective on the events in Oregon from CJ Hadley. She's the editor-publisher of Range Magazine. Then on the Power Pundit panel, John Galtney, Marsha Birkbigler, and Joe Guild. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome back to the program CJ Hadley. She is the editor-publisher of Range Magazine. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Good to see you, my friend.
You just got back from Elko, from the Cowboy Poetry Festival.
I did. 4 days of absolute delight.
And the place was packed, I'm sure?
They've got so many venues now. It's easy to move around. There's a lot of options, so they're doing it really well now.
Let me ask you this. What was the topic of conversation there?
Burns.
And what were people saying?
Well, it was kind of strange, because one of the best musicians who was there was Stephanie Davis, who's written a lot of hits for Garth Brooks. And when she came out of one of the concerts, I congratulated on her beautiful whatever she did. It was good. And she says, I don't know why there's so much trouble down here in Montana. We don't have any problem with the federal government. And all those guys down there should pay their grazing fees. I said, Stephanie, have you got 2 minutes? Because what they've seen on the air nationally and regionally is, you know, a 30-second soundbite from a guy who doesn't understand a soundbite. And what a lot of these ranches are set up in some instances, and they don't sound too smart, and nobody knows what they're arguing about, and there are critical issues out here, as you know. There's an enormous amount of abuse by the federal government on people who actually have rights on federal lands, and we're talking range rights, water rights, forage rights, ditch rights. And this is reality. It's not, you know, a gift. They've earned it. They paid for it. They're taxed on it. And what's happening now since the early 90s is federal government, BLM, and Forest Service, BLM mostly in Nevada, have been shutting the permits down, closing the waters so that the ranchers actually can't make a living. The Bundy case is a really good one. I mean, the reason Bundy came out and got melodramatic is because the permit that the BLM wanted him to sign would have put him out of business within 2 years. It was ranch suicide, so he refused. He wanted to pay the permit, the money, but they couldn't accept it because he didn't sign a permit. That's not Cliburn's fault. And it's not the government's fault, sort of. And Cliven tried to pay it to the state and the county, and nobody could take it. There's no, you know, nothing there to take all his money. But he's willing to pay, but he's not willing to commit suicide. And in the Burns case, the Hammonds case, it's been going on since 1991. A very nice ranch family, been on the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge for many years, since the 60s. And they have a permit on the Steens Mountain, which is something that Bruce Babbitt said he was going to take for a recreation area, no cattle or anything, in the early 90s in rangeland reform. And one of the only ranches left in Harney County that's running on the Steens and has private property on the Steens is Dwight Hammond, his son Steve, wife Susie. And in the 1990s, the BLM fenced off one of the water rights that the Hammond owns on the federal land, which is where his cattle are watered. Well, Dwight Hammond had no other option for water for the cattle, so he knocked down the fence, so he's put in jail. A few years later, there was a burn, and Steve, they did a burn some weeds, and they burned an acre of the BLM lease, their private land they burned, and they accidentally burned an acre of BLM. And then a few years later, they had another burn, and they burned 139 acres of federal land. It was getting rid of brush, improving the resource, more grass would come. And then the third time was, I think, 2012, maybe. And there was a lightning fire, and there's fires all around, and Steve called the BLM in Bend and says, we want to do a back burn because the fire's coming straight from my winter range and also the ranch and the buildings. Can we do a back burn? And the woman in BLM office in Bend said, yes, you can back burn, because we're doing it all around. So they did, and they burned another acre of federal ground. So what's happening now is they've been charged with domestic terrorism, 9 counts. Steve Hammond has already served a year and a day in federal prison. Dwight has served 3 months in federal prison. They made a deal with the BLM in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock in the morning. They were tired of their lawyers, couldn't afford their lawyers anymore. And they said, okay, of the 9 counts you've charged us, we'll plead guilty of arson. So they did, but it was under the domestic terrorism statute, and the judge in Burns, in Bend, said it shocks the conscience. The dues paid 10 years for those two guys for accidentally burning 139 acres, and last year the BLM burned 8 million, and they killed cattle, sheep, horses, other wildlife, and burned buildings and homes.
But it was interesting, you know, the Hammonds, and they're each serving an additional 5 years, because that was...
U.S. Fish and Wildlife that runs the refuge out of in Harney County, and the BLM forced the Department of Justice to go back and get the full term. Now, Obama just released 197,000 felons. You know, some of them rape, murder, God knows what. But Dwight Hammond, who accidentally burned 139 acres of federal land, which has improved after the burn, there's nothing that has been damaged and they hurt no one. They've got to spend 5 hard years, and there's no chance of, you know, short duration sentence. And the Ninth Circuit did that to
okay.
us.
Okay, I'm going to break this apart a little bit and just say that the Hammonds did not agree with the Bundy-led takeover of the refuge, and they have willingly gone to jail. And they are not asking for the support that was being offered by the people taking over that refuge. The locals, the sheriff, all were not in favor of that.
What Ammon Bundy did is he saw the same kind of abuse to the Hammonds that happened to his family, the Bundys, who've been on that land in Clark County since the 1800s. They went up there, I think it was the wrong time, wrong place, wrong everything. But what they were trying to do is they're saying, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore. And they were protecting another family who was screwed by the feds in another way. And so his instincts were really loving and beautiful, but it just doesn't work. And what happened there last week is appalling. I'm sure you know the story. I mean, they were set up by an FBI guy, actually. Ammon Bundy's guy turns out to be a Fed who went in and drove them to the ambush, told them they should only take 2 cars. And within minutes of him being released, Ammon Bundy's still in jail. He did a video that's online that anybody can see that was telling them all about what happened to Lavoie Finnegan. He was shot dead and looked like he was shot in the back to me from the video that's online now. And he was online saying he saw it all. Well, he couldn't possibly have seen it all unless he has access to all the FBI tricks.
Well, and also, to give the other side its due, that they said that he was reaching into his pocket and that there was a loaded weapon in there.
Well, he usually carries a .45, and all cowboys got a gun on their hip when they're out in the range. You never know what's going to happen. If you've got a horse or a cow that's sick, you want to put her down out of a misery. But he carries a .45. He's never had a 9mm, and it turns out the 9mm that they say was on him was actually a stolen gun that was stolen 2 years ago. It's a very fishy thing, and it looks like a throwdown gun to us. And I've watched the video, and he got out of the car. It had already been riddled with bullets. Some of the windows had been blown out, so Finnegan ran out of that car, and he was in 2 feet of soft snow. He could hardly walk around. He was staggering about because he couldn't walk in the snow. And he was shot in the back by the video that I saw, and I think he was holding his gut because he had a bullet in him, and then they shot his face off. 9 bullets in that man, and he didn't... I mean, this was outrageous. This was an ambush and a murder, in my opinion.
Okay, let's take a break. More with C.J. Hadley when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with C.J. Hadley. She is the editor and publisher of Range Magazine. If you want to subscribe to it, it's 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. Let me ask you this last question, then I want to move on to some of these books that you have here. It seems to me that this situation is only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. Do you feel the same way?
It's about as bad as it could possibly be, and there are ranchers being, hurt in every state. Every large federal land state. It's not righteous. They're trying to get them off. They're using any reason possible. They're stopping their permits so they can't run their cattle out there. If you can't run the cattle out there, you can't make any money. You have to bring them back to the home ranch, feed hay, which is enormously expensive. So, and you can see the pattern in the last 25 years of range, which you can see at rangemagazine.com. And you can see the takings. The Hage case is the biggest one. From 1991, they've been fighting the Forest Service.
And they lost again.
They've won in federal court many, many times, including the U.S. Court of Federal Claims, the District Federal Court in Reno. And what those judges said, it shocks the conscience of the court, how due to the conspiracy to take private property from Hage Ranch and other ranches, by manipulating the system, not letting them out, you know, when the grass is good. They own the forage, they own the water rights, they own that. If they don't use the water in Nevada for 5 years, they can't use it because it's a beneficial use state. So if Wayne Hage is not allowed to run his cattle for 5 years and he's not used the waters, they can take the waters, which is a huge amount, a huge value to him. And it's happening all over the country for different, you know, putting fences up. I've got a history that 25 years that has aged me massively just watching these, this grim anti-American stuff that's going on in the Western Ranges.
Let me once again point out that if people want to subscribe to your magazine, Range Magazine, it's 1-800-RANGE-4U and range.com.
RangeMagazine.com.
RangeMagazine.com.
And we're based in Carson City, Nevada, and we just love it.
And it's worldwide now. You've got a couple of books, new books, that are out. Tell us about these briefly. We've got about a minute and a half here. And the deal that you were offering. And these are beautiful coffee table books.
We cover a lot of pain, a lot of politics. So every year I publish a book, which I call a good news book. A couple of years ago, we published Brushstrokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West. And that book won a Wrangler Award from the Cowboy Hall of Fame in Oklahoma City. It also won 2 Will Rogers Gold Medallions in Fort Worth, Texas. 2 years later, I put out a sequel, which I never thought I would do, but this was so beautiful, the book, you could cuddle it, it's so sweet. Reflections of the West, Cowboy Painters and Poets came out, and that's been nominated for a Wrangler this year, and we'll know about that in 2 weeks. So one's 42, one's 43, but now the pair, $43 only. They're gorgeous books. There's about 140 pages in each one. I think there's 55 poets, 30 painters, or vice versa. There's a lot of beautiful things in those books. Makes you feel good. It makes you cry. Make you laugh.
Okay, so do you want to call the number 1-800-RANGE for you?
Absolutely.
To be able to get this deal?
Say, CJ says I can get these books for two for the price of one.
Well, and you have a lot for people that get the magazine. It's a wonderful magazine because it's not just about the troubles in the West, but it's about a lot of the great families across this country who are in ranching and farming and, you know, trying to keep on the life of the American cowboy. And you've done an amazing job of cataloging this over the last 25 years.
It's extraordinary history, and I'm just hoping we can save a few.
Me too. Thank you so much for being here, CJ.
Thank you, Sam.
We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hillary Clinton is disqualified from being Commander-in-Chief of the United States. Someone who cannot handle intelligence information appropriately cannot be Commander-in-Chief, and someone who lies to the families of those 4 victims in Benghazi can never be President of the United States. When I'm president, we are going to win this war on ISIS. The most powerful military in the world is going to destroy them. And if we capture any of them alive, they are getting a one-way ticket to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And we are going to find out everything they know.
I'm Marco Rubio, and I approve of this message.
Satellite and telephone companies complicate deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Triple Play, we keep it simple and affordable. TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each, all with no contracts.
Finally, who wants a contract?
With Spectrum TV, you get your favorite HD channels free, and all your primetime shows are free on demand to watch instantly.
On demand is amazing for binge watching.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
With the Spectrum TV app, we can watch TV anywhere.
Get Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-321-2999. And Spectrum Internet is simply the fastest you can get at 20 times the speed of DSL.
A lot more reliable than any other service I've had.
Our phones, tablets, all connected.
And it's fast.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with unlimited nationwide calling.
The fact that we bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-321-2999.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
am back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're taping this the morning after the Iowa caucus. A great PowerPoint panel. Joe Gill, the attorney, is here. Right. Marshall Burt Bigler, Washoe County Commissioner, and John Galtney, President Emeritus of Truckee Meadows Community College. Right. Your thoughts on the Republican race? Is Donald Trump now a loser because he came in second?
Well, and the polls are losers, too. You know,
when have they not been?
Well, that's my point. You know, don't count on the polls. Yeah, and going into into New Hampshire, where apparently he has a 20 or so point lead on Cruz. Pardon me. I'm not sure that the wind behind Cruz's back now won't help him immeasurably in New Hampshire. So, surprise, surprise. I think politics is a great learning experience for people who think they know what's going on, and then they have to wait till the day after something happens to know what really went on.
And this was a big win for Marco Rubio, even coming
big
in
win.
Third.
I really think he's the one who won this, even though he came in third. He had never really been much higher than in the teens. I think he was 13 or 14 once in the polls, and he came in at 23 point something. Clearly a win for him. It was interesting last night that all three of the Republicans basically gave a thank you, Iowa, for we're winning. Mm-hmm. We won. I mean, they all gave the acceptance speech, if you will, last night, which I thought was interesting. But I do think that because the numbers are so close, that technically they all three did win. I know Cruz pulled it out. He had a much better ground game. Word is he doesn't have as good a ground game in New Hampshire. So whether he can pull it out there or not, whether this is wind beneath his wings or not, I don't know. We'll see.
Former Iowa winner Huckabee pulled out of the race.
Oh, yeah.
Rick Santorum,
yeah.
He hasn't said he's out yet, but, I mean, he might as well be. And they were both winners in Iowa. So how much does Iowa really say about the general election?
Well, I grew up in the Midwest, and the whole thing was just amazing to me. I mean, roughly 50% of the Democrats voted for a socialist, which I thought was fascinating for the most part. The Republicans in general voted for a split ticket, which was just amazing. And I think you're absolutely right, Marcia, that the big winner was Rubio. The evangelist group in Iowa, which are an interesting group, do not exist on the East Coast. And so it'll be interesting to see if Cruz can carry momentum, because a fairly solid base, which was either going to vote probably for him or Trump, but not Rubio per se, are not going to follow him to the East Coast. And I think that's an interesting part of the mix that's going to take place in politics.
Since 1980, including Ronald Reagan, by the way, there's only been one Republican who won Iowa and went on and either won the presidential nomination or the presidency. That was George W. Bush.
Let's talk about the Democratic side here.
Sure.
Hillary Clinton's got to be, you know, according to NPR
nervous.
This morning, she is eked out just about a victory, but it's so thin.
Yeah, but, you know, Sam, Iowa is the beginning, you know, and it's not, I would call it I would call it almost a false start, if you will. Hillary Clinton, when they get into the South, and when minorities start voting, they're going to look at Bernie Sanders and say, as opposed to Hillary Clinton, who is this guy? And so, you know, I think Hillary did what she had to do. And from now on, even Sanders is going to win New Hampshire, by all accounts.
Uh-huh.
But that could be, you know, that could be the last big thing that happens to him in this campaign.
Do you find it interesting that younger women voters, female voters, are not voting for Hillary Clinton necessarily because they want to see the first woman president?
Yes, I find it interesting that anybody would vote for her, frankly, but let's just be totally straight
here.
Don't
show your card.
No, I mean,
Miss Poker Face.
Let's be totally straight here. If I had done what she did with those things, I'd be sitting in jail right now with the messages on my own private server. I for the commission, I carry my own phone, and I use my own phone. My own phone is available to the county to look at any message that's on my phone at all times. I'm very careful about not allowing anything that is considered proprietary from one of our attorneys to get on my phone, on my email, on my phone. It just doesn't get on there. It's blocked. And so if I had done what she has done, I'd be in jail. And so and there are other people who really, you know, got into trouble, lost their positions, that, you know, really got into serious trouble. There are other people out there. So why isn't that happening with her? My personal opinion is because of the liberal media. They are not
like
going
Fox
to...
Like Fox News? Come on.
Not Fox News. We know that they're...
The... No, but I mean, you know, there's no media that has not been going after Hillary Clinton over the years.
I haven't heard anybody going after her. I think that they get a thrill out of mentioning it now and then, but they don't go after her like Fox News goes after everybody, but, you know, that's Fox News.
I want to let John in here because we've got about 30 seconds left.
Sorry.
First of all, I agree with half of what you said. I think the issue
he's just not
going
to point out which half.
Well, no, I think I will. I think the issue of who do you convict, we do have a double standard in the United States. The Clintons have generally rewritten the rules whenever they want to. And I don't know that you can blame them for that. They just do it because they get by with it. Because they get by with it.
Okay, but are you surprised, and very quickly here, at the size of the Sanders vote?
I'm not terribly surprised by that, but I agree with Joe. That's not going to follow him through the system. She's going to get the nomination.
All right, that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much, you nonpartisan you. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Congress doesn't regulate Wall Street. Wall Street regulates Congress. It's a rigged economy that sends most new wealth to the top 1%. And it's held in place by a corrupt political system where Wall Street banks and billionaires buy elections. My campaign is funded by over 2.5 million small contributions. People who know you can't level the playing field by taking more money from Wall Street. I'm Bernie Sanders, and I approve this message. Join the fight to take back our government.
What made me want to become a medical assistant is I really enjoy helping people.
If you like helping people, you could be a medical assistant in as little as 18 months by enrolling at Career College of Northern Nevada. As a medical assistant, you'll work closely with doctors and nurses. You'll take vital signs and assist with patient exams.
There was a lot of support here, and they really made me feel like I could succeed and accomplish my goals. And I did.
Get started now by calling Career College of Northern Nevada.
A new day is dawning in Nevada. A day that puts you in charge of your finances. A day when one financial institution can provide you with the cash you need. Loans custom tailored to fit your situation. Check cashing and gold buying services when you don't need a loan at all. Money orders free every day. It's all about you and your financial needs. Experience the Check City difference.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
On our next broadcast, Assemblywoman Teresa Benitez-Thompson. We'll see you then.